Hello, everyone, and welcome back. This is session 3, and it's focused on effectively using the teacher resources and lesson plans. So as you know, we have a number of sessions. We've already looked at the introduction to our EGG program, the introduction to Moodle, and now I'm going to walk you through a little more detailed look at the teacher resources and how to use the lesson plans that accompany each of our lessons. There is an opportunity for a live Zoom video conferencing session after you have completed Module 3. If you feel that that's necessary, please let your supervisor know and we will arrange to have that session. Session 4 is up and ready for you, the ESL placement test. You can certainly continue on and take a look at Module 4. Once this one is complete. So we are going to focus, as I said, on looking at utilizing the teacher resources and the lesson plans fully. So just a reminder of where to find the teacher resources. I showed you that when we looked at Moodle, but I'm just going to give you a reminder. And just to let you know what's in there, we have the lesson plans, PowerPoints, videos, listening audios, scripts, the PDF handouts and worksheets, answer keys, and the success criteria lists. So where do you find that? Here is the front page, beginning of lesson 1-2. This is the lesson that we looked at last time when we were in Moodle. And what you can see is that when you enter into it, on the left-hand side over here, as you will remember, we had the table of contents, and this is how you navigate your way through the course. So we opened up Unit 1, which is on manners, and we went to Lesson 1-2, which is about etiquette. Clicked on that, and this page opened up. Now, what's interesting is that if you scroll down in that lesson, you will find underneath the table of contents the teacher tools. And in the teacher tools, towards the bottom under course resources, you will see teacher resources. When you click on the teacher resources, this opens up. And now what you will see here are all of the teacher resources for all of the units in this particular course. And again, what you'll want to do is you'll want to go to Unit 1, Lesson 1-2, and you're going to click to open up all of the documents that are available as teacher resources for you. Now, what you'll notice is that they're all uploaded individually. So if you just want to download the lesson plan, you can click on it and download it and print it. If you want to download everything that is here, you can simply click on the download folder, and then you'll be able to download this whole section to your computer. Now, why might you want to do that? There are two ways that you can deliver your lessons. One is that you can utilize Moodle and as you are showing the Moodle to your students during class time, you'll simply open up these documents each time. That, of course, means that you will need to have internet available and a projector and computer in order to show this during class time. If that's not the case, or if you have internet that you feel is not reliable, then what you will probably want to do is download all of these resources to your own computer so that you will have access to them and don't have to depend on the internet. So there are two ways that you can utilize this material. Now you'll notice again the lesson plan, a PowerPoint, the video at MP4, there are a number of PDF documents and answer keys, the success criteria, and so on. And I'm going to show you what those are and how you might use them. So first thing to take a look at, and this is important, this is actually the very first thing that appears on the lesson plan that is available for you. And it outlines our key principles for teaching English. The first one, of course, is that practice is key. We want to encourage students to speak freely in English with their peers, and they don't have to worry about complete accuracy in their conversation. What we're looking for is fluency rather than accuracy when they are talking with each other. We want them to be able to feel confident enough, even if they're going to make a few mistakes, to try and share their ideas with each other. Because, of course, the more they do that, the more their skills will improve. So don't set up an environment in which students are afraid to talk to each other because they might make a mistake. We want to make it open so that they will attempt things, and we won't, you know, look at major issues with the minor grammar mistakes, etc., that they might make when they're in conversation. Excuse me. The other piece to note is that vocabulary is taught in context. So what we ask that you do, excuse me, is teach the vocabulary just before or during the activity. Note that the vocabulary list in the lesson isn't complete. There are other new words that that will be new to students that are going to arise in conversation. And you need to discuss those words as well, add them to vocabulary chart and to the notebook. And I'll show you what that vocabulary chart and notebook is shortly. The other piece that's a really important in terms of a key principle for teaching English with Rosedale courses is that we need to have both the teacher and the students using English in the classroom. The use of English by teachers and students is an absolute priority. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean we can never use your native language, of course. If teachers want to use native language to clarify instructions or explain difficult concepts occasionally, absolutely can do that. But again, reverting right back to English again, because again, the more everyone speaks English, the more practice they have in listening to it and in being able to speak it themselves. So, three key principles. So here is the lesson plan for this lesson, Unit 1, Lesson 2. And again, Unit 1, Lesson 2, remember the coding, 1-2 means Unit 1, and then 2 is the lesson. And the focus of this lesson is on etiquette. There are our key principles. Right underneath it is listed all of the Ontario curriculum expectations. These are the expectations that come directly from the Ontario Ministry of Education curriculum guideline for English as a second language. The language in here is fairly complex. It is it's meant for teachers. So we list those correct curriculum expectations for you. However, we translate them for the students to something that is a little more friendly for young people. And that's what you see here in the next section in the lesson plan, the learning goals and success criteria. So every lesson has this list, as you saw on when we walked through Moodle, that in Moodle, this list is listed there as well for students. So we always list the new vocabulary and the expressions. And in this case, you can see the new vocabulary was related to the concept of etiquette. There are some new expressions they will learn. What do you think about? What's your opinion? I'd like to add. I'm not sure I understand. They'll be using those in this lesson. And the grammar that we're going to focus on is had and past participants. So past perfect. Now, here is where those learning goals that I just mentioned before, so here, those curriculum expectations, then get translated into learning goals. So we take the curriculum expectation and we change the language so that it is something students can understand. So their first goal is to show that they understand a reading text in different ways. That's the learning goal. How will we know if they have met that goal? In other words, what are the success criteria for being able to meet that goal? If a student has met the goal, then they can read and understand different customs and forms of etiquette around the world. The next one, writing. Write a short text about an academic topic. Well, in this lesson, how will they demonstrate? How will we know that they have actually met that goal? If they can write a paragraph to convey information about etiquette, and they can write about what happened in a text. And so on down the line. So you'll see the learning goal, and then underneath it is the success criteria, what they have to demonstrate so we know that they met the learning goal. And you'll see that in ESL, all of the learning goals are focused around reading, writing, listening, and speaking. But we also add in academic skills and global awareness. So again, we want to grow our students in terms of their skill development, and we want to make sure that they're learning new academic skills while they are learning English. So in this particular case, they're going to express and organize their ideas in oral and visual forms. They're going to make connections between different contexts, and they're going to develop their teamwork skills. So those are three things that they will additionally be working on. And of course, in terms of global awareness, they're going to be able to appreciate the benefits of living in a diverse society. So the next part of the lesson plan basically just gives you an outline. You will remember that when we looked at Moodle, that all of our lessons come in three parts. Part one is the minds on. This is the part that sort of does the warm-up, introduces the foundational concepts, introduces the theme, and teaches some of those foundational skills like the vocabulary and the grammar that's going to be needed for the lesson. The integrated learning is where it's the bigger piece. The minds on usually is set for about 45 minutes. The integrated learning part of the lesson is about 90 minutes, and consolidation, which is the wrap-up, is about 45 minutes. So in the integrated learning, the focus is on those essential skills, the higher order thinking skills, the opportunity to practice and build a variety of skills along with their English as they are working through the course. And of course, the consolidation is the review and the wrap-up of the lesson. Now, what you'll see here is that you get basically a summary in every lesson plan that helps you to know what do you need in order to run this lesson effectively. So you can do a quick little glance at this and say, okay, I'm going to need to have the internet and something to play the audio with. I have to have my word wall chart, I need the lesson plan and the success criteria, I need to print these worksheets, and I need to be able to access these videos for Minds On, and so on, so that you'll see that. And you'll also note that in this particular lesson, there is an evaluation assignment, as you see here at the bottom of the page. The evaluation assignment is Unit 1, Lesson 2, F, and it's an etiquette paragraph that they must write, and it's worth 20 marks. So this sort of summarizes everything that is going to be happening in this full 3-hour lesson. Then we get in from that point into the nitty-gritty of what it is that the teacher and the students will do during the lesson. And so this lesson plan is something that you will want to print out and review, obviously, ahead of time. Never recommend that you go into teaching a lesson without having looked at the Moodle materials and become familiar with them and looked at the lesson plan and decided how you will approach the lesson and put your own sort of tweaking to it to make it your own. Every one of our lessons, again, they always start with part one, Minds On. And remember, we just go back here again, We had Minds On was pink, Integrated Learning is green, and Consolidation is orangey-red, and that is carried on through the lesson plan as it is carried on in Moodle. So the very first thing that will happen in a lesson is to introduce the learning goals for the Minds On section. And so our lesson plan always highlights over on the left-hand side here, the first column, what's the major goal? What's the aim that we want to have happen in this particular piece? So here we want the students to know the learning goals, and the teacher is going to introduce them. And then we give very specifics about how to do that. So write the learning goals for this section of the lesson on the board or some chart paper. And then here are the learning goals. And review them with students to ensure understanding. Now, what will the students be doing when the teacher is doing that? Of course, they're listening to the teacher and they're asking questions. And this is in this particular one, this is teacher to student or student to teacher. And this will take a few minutes. So how do you do that? Remember, we knew that the learning goals, I'm going to go back here. These are our learning goals listed here. They're also listed on Moodle. So let's see a teacher in action reviewing learning goals with their students.
Thank you.
Okay, so obviously, there's one more thing that we need to do as teachers, and that is this. Okay, so you get a sense there of what it is that we're looking for when you introduce those learning goals. So you want to take a little bit of time with students to be able to review them so that they understand what it is that they are about to do in the course of this lesson. And obviously, you want to check for their understanding and clarify to make sure that they are on track. So then we have an opportunity to introduce the lesson topic. According to the lesson plan, what we would do is have a discussion with the class about what etiquette is and the importance of understanding the rules for different situations. And you find that information on Moodle. So you can ask questions from the students like, what etiquette do you follow at home? When you're out at a restaurant, is it different? Are there any other etiquette rules that you follow? And again, the students are going to be listening to the teacher and then participating in a discussion. And they can do that discussion with each other or as a larger group. What we find with ESL learners in particular is that one strategy, which I will emphasize again in a future module, but want to highlight here, is something that we call think, pair, share. And so we really highly recommend that as much as possible, when you ask questions to students that you then want them to respond to, rather than having the silence because no one wants to respond because they're afraid they will make a mistake, you have students turn to the person beside them, a partner, and discuss the answer to the question. That builds safety for the young people, and they can confirm with each other if they're on track. And then from there, you can have someone share with the larger group. So we call that think, pair and share. Think about your answer, then pair up with another person to talk, to share your ideas and talk to each other about your answer, and then share it to the larger class. Now, I said that there are two ways to deliver your lesson. So here's an example of that. If you, and I'm just going to switch over for a moment to the Moodle. Okay, so on Moodle, when we get into the lesson, what you will find here is all the information that you need. So if you have internet and a projector and a screen in your teaching classroom, then you can simply, and you know that the internet is reliable, you can simply project the Moodle up on the screen and you can work your way through the materials with the students. So in this case, there would be an opportunity to read this information together. You might read it to them. You may have students each take a few lines to read to each other. And then it does ask that you, do you eat with chopsticks or a fork and knife when you're eating in your country? Do you know how to use chopsticks or do you know how to use knives and forks appropriately? Watch this video. Okay, so students can then watch the video. If you are teaching it with the Moodle displayed, you'll simply click here and the video will show. If you don't have those resources in your classroom, then what you will want to do is that for this information here, you will want to share it with the students because they aren't seeing it on the screen anymore. So you want to talk about this and you want to ask them, obviously, if you're teaching in China, we know that they all eat with chopsticks, but do they actually know how to use the knives and forks appropriately? Have that question or have them talk to a partner about it. How often have they used knives and forks and so on? And then show the video. But you will be showing the video from your computer because you will have downloaded it ahead of time and you will put it up for them to see. And then there is a handout. So again, you would distribute, print this handout ahead of time. If we open it up, whoops. You'll see the handout on how to use chopsticks and then how to use a knife and fork. Same information there for your students. So you can print that for them and review it ahead of time. So, or you can simply put it up on the screen if you're teaching it from Moodle. So two different ways to teach. One, you use Moodle, display it on the screen, work your way through. The other one is that you get very, very familiar with the Moodle information and whatever it is that you're going to be teaching, and you share that information yourself with students, and you've downloaded all the handouts and videos and you play them from your computer. So hopefully that makes sense for you. So let's go back to the lesson plan. Okay, so we've introduced that lesson topic and done the warm-up, which is to talk about knives and forks and etiquette, watch the video, and have a discussion as a class. And again, as I mentioned, use that think, pair, share activity in order to get students discussing. It's very, very hard for our young people to feel comfortable to, put their hand up and discuss immediately with the whole class. They have an opportunity to talk with a partner first to improve their comfort level. That's a good thing to do. So use that think, pair, share as much as possible so that they will become more and more comfortable with interacting with each other and having class discussions. You also can utilize You can utilize the handout, which is a graphic organizer that is available for think, pair, share activities. So again, to help students to understand what they need to do and to build a little bit of accountability. So when they're talking to each other, they are actually talking about the activity and not talking about what they did on Saturday. You can use this graphic organizer, and I will put a copy of that graphic organizer up in the module under the downloads so that you can access it there. Okay, so we've done the warm-up, and the next thing that we move into is the vocabulary, introducing the lesson's vocabulary. And in this particular lesson, there is a little activity with a handout with the new vocabulary on it, but in many instances, the vocabulary is not on a handout. It's simply listed in Moodle, in that learning goal section. Let me show you that again. So right up here in the learning goals on Moodle, you'll see the vocabulary listed here, and that's where you will access it for the activity where you're going to be sharing that information. All right, so what do you want to do? You want to have the students, in this case, look at the new vocabulary, and you can write it on the board or on a word chart. And I'm going to show you what a word chart might look like in just a few minutes. You want to go over the definitions with the students, ask them if they knew what any of the words meant before, add any new words and their meanings to the list as they occur throughout the lesson. So you're constantly adding to the word chart. And then what will students do? Well, they're going to be talking about the meaning of the words. You may want them to predict or guess the meaning of words. They're going to discuss them with partners. They're going to write down difficult words. They're going to ask questions and clarify with you as they do that. All right, so what does that look like? Well, here is a word chart. I highly recommend that you get big, large pieces of paper like this, this word, this tall chart paper or poster board. I'm not sure what you have available to you where wherever you are located, but large paper that you are going to record the information for the vocabulary words on. And you can divide it up like it is here, word prediction meaning. You can put the word up. So ahead of time, you might draw up this chart and you put up the words. And then you ask students to predict what they think it might mean, and you write down their predictions, and then you put the actual meaning for the particular word. And then this is something that stays up on the walls during classes so students can refer back to it. When they're looking for words, they can't remember either how to spell it or what that word was. That word chart is there available for them. So it's a great way to review vocabulary. Another thing that your lesson will ask students to do is to record the vocabulary words in their notebook, to write the definition, and then to write a sentence using that word. You can, again, this particular chart or graphic organizer, I will also have available to you in the module under the download section. You can download this and give it to students. You might want to copy multiple of these and then create a little vocabulary notebook for students. Or if students bring their own notebook, they can simply divide a page into three columns: the word, what it means, and space for a sentence using the word. And so they spend a bit of time after you've introduced the vocabulary to put the word, its definition, and then to create a sentence for it. And that then is a organizer, a vocabulary notebook, where they can go back and refresh their memory on the vocabulary, and it makes a great study tool for them. Now, when you have a word chart like that up on the wall, there are a lot of activities that you can do to reinforce vocabulary. And many of them are very active and engaging. So there is a video that highlights some of the word wall activities you might use with ESL students. I have, again, uploaded that into the module for you. I'm not going to play it now, but you can take a look at it and see if you can get some ideas of a few activities you might do to reinforce vocabulary. And of course, don't forget the dictionary tool. Remember, we've got our learning goals here in Moodle, and on the left-hand side, we had our table of contents, our navigation bar, the teacher tools, the course resources with teacher resources, and right underneath it is the dictionary tool. And this is available to you and to all of the students, so they can quickly put a word in here and press look it up, and it will take them directly to the Cambridge Dictionary and provide them with a definition and also with some audio so they can listen to how it sounds. So this is a great tool for students to use when they're looking at vocabulary. And they can use it at any time during the course. If they're reading an article and they don't understand a word, they can go into and use that dictionary tool. So definitely teach them how to use it. Okay, so we're going to continue on through the lesson, and we're looking here at the next stage, the next step after we've done the vocabulary. We're going to introduce the grammar point. And again, this lesson plan tells you step by step what it is to do. So explain to the class what past perfect tense is and when it is used. Well, how do you know that? All the information is on Moodle. And let me show you what that looks like. So here's the grammar point. And again, if you're using Moodle and you know, displaying it for the class, and that's easy, it's right then and there for you. If not, then you certainly can perhaps utilize this as a grammar handout. So for example, we open up this handout. You will see that those same examples are on this activity, and you can utilize that. You won't have this diagram, but you will have some of these examples. And of course, there is a video that helps students, but it's important to note that again, on Moodle, it also says we're going to watch the video that provides further information on the use of past perfect and some useful words. Pay attention and observe if the sentences and events demonstrate proper or improper etiquette. So now we're linking the grammar to the theme of our lesson, which is etiquette. Then after watching the video, each student will get into pairs, complete the sheets individually, and then take it up with their partner, discuss it. Did they both do, you know, did they both understand it in the same way? If you finish before other partners, create your own sentences using past perfect. Try to use etiquette as the theme. This activity will help you to better understand past perfect tense and practice using it. Okay, and again, the handout for that particular activity is there. You will have run it off ahead of time so that you have a copy for each student and they can utilize that. So you can go back and forth between the lesson plan and Moodle. Okay, then there is a listening activity. Again, it says go to the Moodle page to the vocabulary listening exercise. Explain the activity to students and that they'll be listening to audio clips and choosing which etiquette rule is being broken. If you've downloaded the audio ahead of time, you don't have to go to the Moodle page because you will have it on your computer. Students are going to listen to the audio and write down which etiquette rule they think is being broken. And then there's an opportunity for the teacher to review all of the answers as a whole class with the students and ask students to clarify why they picked the ethical rule they did and discuss it as a class. Okay? And then that basically sort of wraps up what we do in the first section of this lesson for Minds On. So the wrap up and reflection is to go through the success criteria checklist. And this is a recap for students. This is what we have just learned. So again, if we go back to Moodle, there's our listening activity, and then here is the checklist for success. And again, if you're not using Moodle during class time, you will have downloaded this ahead of time, and you will show it to the students. Or put it up on the screen or give them a copy of it, whatever makes best sense for you. And so here are the success criteria. These are the things they did in this lesson and that they know that they have learned. So it's each time at the end of every section of every lesson, we provide the success criteria so students can look at this and determine, okay, did I learn that? Can I do this? Am I on track? And also it's a really nice reminder for them to see very explicitly what skills they have been developing. Okay, so when we finish that, we then move into the next section, which is integrated learning. And in integrated learning, we always start again with a warm-up, and then this particular one, there's an opportunity for a discussion about personal space and what that means and how is it different from one country to another. So again, this whole idea of global awareness is being introduced here because we're talking about some of these etiquette rules and concepts of manners, etc., that differ from one country to another. Now, what's interesting about this is that, again, as I said, you could have Moodle up on the screen for the integrated learning, but we have also provided you with, for the integrated learning section, a PowerPoint. So again, if you don't have internet access, you can show the PowerPoint. And basically the PowerPoint takes the key information from Moodle and provides it in this PowerPoint format so you can use it. So again, two different ways to teach this section. One, you can just display Moodle up on the screen, work your way through it, click and open things as you need it. If you don't have internet for the integrated learning section, you can use this PowerPoint. So here, it's the introduction. We review the learning goals for this particular session. And again, we always do that for each of our Minds On in our integrated learning. We look at the learning goals because they differ for each of those. Then the whole concept of personal space. You have an opportunity to review that and see what is comfortable. And you can see very different here from here in terms of what is appropriate. And so you can have a conversation about the differences, you know, in their country. There's a song to listen to. Oops. And as a result of that, there's a conversation. What actions are not appropriate without asking others? What should you do when you accidentally come into another's space? And so there's an opportunity for that conversation. Again, conversation, share your thoughts. There's some examples that are provided. And then there's an opportunity to do some brainstorming. Now, this is all in the PowerPoint. However, if you are a little bit worried about, well, I haven't done brainstorming with my students before, what is that going to look like? Then we simply go back to the lesson plan. And in integrated learning, as you will see, there is a very detailed instruction on how to do all of these pieces. So on that thoughts on etiquette kit and the discussion, we have description, have students get into partners, explain that they will think about an etiquette rule in their country or culture that they like or that they don't like, and they're going to explain that to their partner. And then have a discussion with the whole class so students can share the conversation they had with their partner. And then in the brainstorming activity, you're going to explain the activity to students. You're going to go over the questions that students choose from, and they're all on the slides. They're also all on Moodle. And if a student chooses their own topic, instruct them to ask the teacher ahead of time. And so students are going to pick a question and brainstorm and write down their ideas about that topic and discuss that with you. So again, going back and forth between the lesson plan and the Moodle or the PowerPoint is the way to use these resources. I'm just going to sneak down to the end of that PowerPoint. And highlight that there is an exit card that students will need to do. So let me just explain what that is. We're going to go back to Moodle. There's our brainstorming activity. And again, key things. Read the following questions. Choose one to use for your brainstorming. Write down your ideas and thoughts for your question. Don't worry about proper sentences at this point. Focus more on writing ideas you think that relate to one of the questions. So again, always, you know, looking at what's the priority. In this case, it's not the proper grammar, etc. It's the ideas that they're going to generate. And then what you'll notice here, and we've talked about this before when we went through Moodle, is there is next an evaluation activity where they're going to write that etiquette paragraph. Remember, we saw that earlier in the lesson plan. We know it's an evaluation activity because it has this spinning star, and it also says evaluation activity. But in addition to that, it has the marks that are outlined there. So we get information about the assignment and what it is that they need to do. And then if we click here, this is where students will get all the information they need in terms of what they will be doing in this assignment. We get the learning goals, the assignment overview. They can then download that assignment with all the details that they need. You can download that for them ahead of time so they have all the information. You'll see an example. You'll see the success criteria checklist. They need to know, do each of these things in order to earn all of the marks. Once they've completed that, again, they submit it by, and this, if I was in as a student, you'd see a submit button here. They would upload into Moodle. Okay, so at the end of integrated learning in every one of our sessions, there's always an assignment in integrated learning. There's again always the checklist, but there is also an exit card. And in the exit card, as I think I mentioned to you previously in the other section, when you click on that, you would see, because I'm not in as a student, I'm not seeing it, but there are three questions that we ask students to answer, and they do that online. Okay, so we continue through the lesson plan by then getting to the consolidation section. And the consolidation is, again, as I said, the wrap-up or the review. So there will be basically new activities to do, but they are then reviewing the skills that they used. So they don't review it in exactly the same way as they learned it in earlier in the lesson. And that's because we want to build students' ability to apply skills. We want them to be able to take the skill and use it in a new context. So in this case, there's an assignment that focuses on using that grammar of past perfect, but they're going to do it in a new and different way. And there's a little activity about etiquette around the world. We have a checklist again for the success criteria that they have just reviewed. And then at the end of every lesson is practice. And the purpose behind the practice is a number of ways that you can use this. So if you feel your students need more information, for example, about brainstorming and how to do it, you can play this video here. If you want them to have more practice in using past perfect, there's an activity sheet that they can do here. If you want them to know more about etiquette around the world, there's a video to watch. So you can assign this for homework. You can use it as part of your lessons that, you know, you add it into your lessons as you're going. Or you can decide that you're not going to use this material. That's for you to determine. Okay, so that's walking through the lesson plan. I hope that that has been helpful to you in understanding how you will use it and the resources to teach these lessons. What's next? Coming up is session 4, the ESL placement tests, and that information is up on in the course on Moodle and ready for you. So I'll be seeing you soon.